You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Happy Hump Day to you. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. The Falcons continuing to work. Terry continuing to put in that work as the Atlanta Falcons have made yet another signing this morning as the Atlanta Falcons sign Darnell Mooney to a 3-year, $39 million deal for Mr. Mooney, 26 of it guaranteed. This coming down yesterday from Ian Rappaport. So Mooney again getting a 3-year, $39 million deal, $26 million fully guaranteed. Darnell Mooney, 5th-round pick in the 2020 draft, and just obviously completed his rookie contract with the Chicago Bears. In 2021, Darnell Mooney had his best year as a pro, caught 81 passes for 1,055 yards, 4 touchdowns, but the last 2 seasons combined, Darnell Mooney just recorded 71 receptions, 907 yards in 2023. Mooney had 31 catches for 414 yards with 1 touchdown in 15 games this past season. So, look, some of you might believe and some of you might think the Falcons overpaid for Darnell Mooney. Well, Gabe Davis got the same contract. So you basically paid market value for a wide receiver too, which is what it is. Now look, I will also say this. I am of the belief that we will get more of the 2021 Darnell Mooney that caught 81 passes for 1,055 yards and 4 touchdowns. Because these past 2 seasons, just like everybody has been bailing out or trying, not every, I won't say everybody, but just like a lot of people have been trying to bailout's not even the right word, but a lot of people have been using the argument of Justin Fields hasn't been in a consistent offense, hasn't had a consistent offensive coordinator. The offense has been wishy-washy and inconsistent because of those reasons, along with, you know, Justin Fields still obviously developing. That affects the Chicago wide receivers too. That also affects Darnell Mooney as well, which there's highlights out there. There's statistics out there too. Darnell Mooney has been open. He's gone overthrown. I'll have to pull up the exact statistic for you, but there's a statistic out there. Basically, it's like Darnell Mooney has gotten open on 40% of his routes or something like that, and like he's dealt with like 40% of inaccurate throws. It's something of that nature. I'll have to pull up the exact verbiage for you here in just a second. But that offense being as inconsistent and the changing of offensive coordinators, that has not only affected Justin Fields, but that's affected Darnell Mooney as well. So I think with a better quarterback, just to be quite honest again, we've had this conversation, Kirk Cousins to me is a better quarterback than Justin Fields. With a better quarterback, with some other weapons around him where there's not going to be as much pressure on him, which he had that last year with DJ Moore. But I think he is going to have more opportunity. I think he is going to get the ball delivered to him better. And again, in a more consistent offense, I think, again, we're going to see more of the 2021 Darnell Mooney than we will the 2023 and 2022 Darnell Mooney. So if you are concerned as an Atlanta Falcons fan that the Falcons have overpaid for Darnell Mooney, I wouldn't be too concerned because I do genuinely believe that we are going to get a better output from Darnell Mooney because of the factors of having a consistent offense, having a better quarterback deliver him the football, a more accurate quarterback deliver him the football. He's going to have some other weapons around him, take some pressure off him. He's going to have some better matchups. All those factors, I think Darnell Mooney will have a really, really good year. Now, do I think they're done at receiver? No. I think the Falcons will end up drafting another receiver, but this brings me into the other topic I want to talk about and how this Darnell Mooney signing actually affects the Atlanta Falcons moving forward. Because while I do think the Falcons will draft a receiver in this year's draft, I do not think it will be the 8th overall pick. Not even sold in it'll be with the second round pick, with the Falcons' second round pick. Now, it could, but I'm not sold on that yet. I think with the Falcons, obviously, spending money to go get Kirk Cousins, spending money to go get Darnell Mooney, even spending money to bring in Charlie Warner, I am now of the belief that the Falcons are going to go defense with the number 8 overall pick, or just first round, because they could trade back. I don't think at this point they're going to trade up, but I do think they definitely still could trade back. But either way it goes, I think the Falcons' first round pick will be spent on a defensive player now that they have spent this much money on the offensive side of the football in free agency. Now, it doesn't mean they're not going to get anybody in free agency on defense, and they could bring back some of their free agent defensive players as well. Some pieces they have on defense that are free agents. So they could take care of some of their own players, bring them back, re-sign them. But I do think they're going to go defense in the draft now with what we have seen thus far in, it's really not even technically free agency yet. We're still in the legal tampering period. Free agency does officially start today at 4 p.m., by the way. So the Falcons can officially announce Kirk Cousins, officially announce Darnell Mooney after 4 p.m. today, when the new league year starts for the NFL. But again, I am willing to bet that the Falcons go defense with the number 8 overall pick. They go defense with their first round pick. I'm thinking it's either going to be Dallas Turner, maybe a Jared Verse. I think maybe they could even go best available corner. Now, I will say this. In a scenario where maybe a Dallas Turner or a Jared Verse, for whatever reason, are gone before the Falcons pick at 8, which I don't think will happen because first three picks are quarterbacks. The Cardinals, who pick at 4, they probably will get Marvin Harrison Jr. for Kyler Murray, if I had to guess. 5. 5 is a wild card because the Chargers at 5. If they end up trading Khalil Mack or Joey Bosa, that's where you could see a Dallas Turner or a Jared Verse go because they want to draft that guy if they feel like they're going to move on from, or if they do move on from, a Khalil Mack or a Joey Bosa. So that is one spot where they could go. The Chargers are ultimate wild card. They could go anywhere from Brock Bowers to offensive line to, again, Dallas Turner or Jared Verse. So the Chargers are a real wild card at this point. Then, keeping it moving, who is the – I can't remember off the top of my head. I have to look it up. Who is the 6th overall pick? Can't remember off the top of my head. But either way it goes, if Dallas Turner or Jared Verse are not there for whatever reason, then I think we see the Falcons try to work out a deal to trade back. And maybe if they trade back, then they go get them a quarter. Then they go get them a cornerback. The Giants, thank you, Daddy. Who's 7? So the Giants are 6. Who's 7?
Titans.
Thank you. Titans, I definitely think, will go offensive line. And the Giants, again, Giants are another wild card. They could go really any direction. Off the top of my head, I don't know what their specific needs are. Quarterback. No, I'm just playing. We'll see about Daniel Jones. Anywho, they actually signed Drew Lock, by the way. But regardless, I think a 1 Jared Verse or Dallas Turner will be there for the Falcons at 8. One of them, I think, at least will be there for the Falcons at 8, if not both. But if, again, for some reason, they are both gone, I think that's when we can see the Falcons trade back, get a little extra draft capital, maybe get an extra second-round pick if they don't get that extra second-round pick from the Jaguars, who may or may not re-sign Calvin Ridley. We'll see. But I think then we could see the Falcons trade back and then get in maybe the teens, the early teens, and then draft the best available corner. I could see that being a scenario for the Falcons. But with the Mooney signing, obviously with the Kirk Cousins signing, Charlie Warner, you could throw him in there too. I do think the Falcons are now set up to draft probably heavy defense. Defense with the 8th overall pick, or again, maybe they trade back. Probably defense in the 2nd round. Maybe you go get a wide receiver if you really like a guy in the 2nd round, early in the 2nd. If not, maybe that's when you go get your corner. 3rd round, then maybe you go get a receiver and you kind of go from there. But at this point, the Falcons' free agency moves thus far indicate to me that they are going to invest a lot of draft capital on the defensive side of the football, which is kind of flip-flop from how it's been. Seems like they have, at least in the 1st round, obviously the past 3 picks for the Falcons have been Kyle Pitts, Drake London, and Bijan Robinson. It looks like now it's going to be flipped, and they're going to go heavy defense. So we'll see, obviously, as free agency officially starts again today at 4 p.m. And I don't think the Falcons are done. I don't think they're going to make any more big moves. But I do think they will make some smaller moves that, again, could maybe sway what they do maybe in the 2nd or 3rd rounds of the draft. And a little bit later in the draft. But I do think now with the 8th overall pick, if they keep that, or again, even if they trade back a little bit, I do think the Falcons are now going to go defense, which I'm all for. Bring me a fire breather. Bring me a guy who can go sack the quarterback consistently. I think my personal favorite right now is Dallas Turner, but I would not be mad at Jared Verse. I'm going to let Terry cook, and if that means bringing in Jared Verse, I'm all for it. If it means bringing in Dallas Turner, I'm all for it. Even if it means trading back and going to get the best corner, I'm all for it. So it'll be very, very interesting to see where the Falcons go from here, but I do think we're starting to get a little indication from what they've done thus far that they're going to go defense at least with their first round pick, albeit at 8 or maybe a different spot. All right. When we come back 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, a lot of NFL signings continue to happen. Day 2 of legal tampering was just as busy, if not even busier, than day 1. And some big names have gone off the board, but some big names still remain. We'll talk about it all. Recap what else happened in legal tampering when we come back here on the Hometown Take on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Had to let Chance get that first hook off. This used to be my jam, man. This used to be my jam. So I had to let Chano do his thing one time for the one time. But hopefully you are all doing well on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. And shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. And you know I never forget about my people listening in the bed as well. The NFL legal tampering day two got underway yesterday and some big names went off the board, but we do still have some big names available. But let's talk about the deals that went down yesterday. And again, all of these deals cannot officially be agreed to until 4 p.m. today when the new league years start. So let's get to some of the big ones. First and foremost, King Henry, Derrick Henry, agreeing to a two-year deal with the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore been wanting Derrick Henry, and Derrick Henry seemed like he'd been wanting to go to the Baltimore Ravens, and they are finally matched up. And can I just say this? I am imagining, and ever since I saw that Derrick Henry was going to the Ravens, I have had nightmares about what a RPO with Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry looks like. That is disgusting. I mean, that is just crazy work, as one Shady McCoy would say. I mean, goodness gracious. Can you imagine being a defensive end and having to play either Derrick Henry or Lamar Jackson? I mean, that is just wild. And that is going to be a crazy combination that I'm sure former Georgia offensive coordinator now Baltimore Ravens offensive coordinator Todd Monken is going to have a lot of fun with those two. So Derrick Henry, two-year deal, has agreed to join the Baltimore Ravens. Henry, 30 right now, confirmed the news, posting on his social media, quote, Flock Nation, I swear it's up, end quote. So the initial reports note that Henry's contract is for $16 million over 2 years with a maximum value of $20 million. Henry is set to make $9 million guaranteed in 2024. And in 2023, Derrick Henry yet again led the league in carries, 280 carries to be exact. He finished with 1,167 yards, 12 touchdowns, along with 28 receptions for 214 yards. Obviously, Derrick Henry, second-round pick back in 2016. Throughout his career, he has rushed for 9,502 yards with, guess what, 90 touchdowns in 119 games. He's also caught 155 passes over his career for 1,458 yards and three tutties. So Derrick Henry, obviously very much accomplished and looking to have hopefully a nice Super Bowl run with the Ravens. They got close last year, AFC Championship. They did their best to try and take out the Chiefs, but Patrick Mahomes and those Kansas City Chiefs are obviously a very, very tough team to beat. But with Derrick Henry now, Lamar just gets yet another weapon, and we'll see what the Ravens can do in the AFC, a tough, tough AFC, but Ravens are obviously no slouch themselves. So the Ravens get Derrick Henry. Danielle Hunter. Us Falcons fans have been clamoring over and wanting and fantasizing Danielle Hunter in a Falcons jersey. Well, it still is not going to happen. Danielle Hunter has agreed to a two-year deal with the Houston Texans, who have been, talk about another team in the AFC that's been going up. Man, the Houston Texans have been stacking up during this free agency legal tampering period. So, according to multiple reports, Danielle Hunter has agreed to sign with the 2023 AFC South champions in the Houston Texans when the new league year opens again today at 4 p.m. It's a two-year deal, $48 million guaranteed, a maximum value of $51 million. Danielle Hunter last year had a career-high 16.5 sacks for the Vikings and has 87.5 sacks over the course of his nice career. The Texans, again, told you how they've been stacking up. They've also agreed to terms with defensive lineman Denico Autry, linebacker Azeez Al-Shaair, and defensive lineman Foley Fatu Kasi. So Texans stacking up, and they was like, hey, we want more than just the playoffs. The playoffs were nice with the rookie quarterback and a rookie head coach last season, but we coming for it all this season. So the Texans trying to build upon what they had going last season and take it even further. So big move there for the Texans. Big get there for the Texans. Another big get in the AFC. Patrick Queen going from one AFC North team to another. That's right. Going from the Ravens to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Patrick Queen told Marcus Spears of ESPN that he intends to sign with the Steelers. And multiple reports have now reported that he is going to sign with the Steelers when the new league year begins today. Queen said he has agreed to a three-year deal that will pay him $41 million. Queen, a second-team All-Pro and a Pro Bowler, after recording 133 tackles, 3.5 sacks, and an interception, and a forced fumble, and a fumble recovery in this past season. He had 13 more tackles in the postseason. So Patrick Queen, a very, very good linebacker, one of the best in the business right now in the NFL. Obviously, it helped that he was playing next to Roquan Smith, but he's going to now be playing with guys like T.J. Watt, Alex Highsmith. So he'll be playing with some other fire breathers over there in Pittsburgh to help him out as well. But that is a very good get for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And, you know, Pittsburgh Steelers with Russ, getting Patrick Queen. Mike Tomlin said, I'm tired of just having a record over 500. We're actually trying to win some playoff games now. We're not just trying to get there, but we're trying to win when we get there. So, again, another good get in the AFC. Patrick Queen going to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And, man, this dude is in our division, and he's a division rival, a division foe. But I got to take my hat off and show respect to Lavonte David. Dude seemed like he'd been in the league for 20 years. He's going into his 13th year, but dude seemed like he'd been in the league forever. And he's going to put in another year because he's agreed on a one-year deal to go back to Tampa Bay and stay with the Buccaneers. So he was a free agent, but he's re-signed with the Buccaneers. One-year deal, base value of $9 million. This is from Ian Rappaport of NFL Media reporting this. Lavonte David, at 34, spent his entire career with the Bucs since they drafted him in the second round back in 2012. And again, in 12 seasons, Lavonte David has totaled 1,480 tackles, 33.5 sacks, 12 interceptions, 18 fumble recoveries, 64 pass breakups, and 67 quarterback hits. Played in 15 games last season, recorded 134 tackles, 4.5 sacks, and 5 passes defended. So he's still doing it, man. Still doing it at a high level. And dude has been playing linebacker for as long as I can remember. So shout out to Lavonte David. Still getting that bag, still getting that bread, and still playing in the NFL. So Lavonte David headed back to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Here's the hometown take. We're running through some NFL deals that have gone down since this legal tampering period, day two of legal tampering. And again, the new league year starts this Wednesday at 4 p.m. So we're running down through all the deals that have been agreed upon that will be finalized at some point today. But Drew Lock has agreed to sign with the Giants. So looks like, obviously, we know that Daniel Jones is recovering from a torn ACL, and the Giants getting a quarterback to kind of hold the place of Daniel Jones until he's able to get back, and so they bring in Drew Lock. So NFL Media reports that Drew Lock, again, has agreed to sign with the Giants once the new league year is underway. Other reports indicate that it is a one-year, $5 million deal for Lock, who has spent the last two seasons backing up Geno Smith in Seattle. Made a pair of starts when Smith was injured during last season. Lock has made 21 starts overall in his three seasons with the Broncos before he was with Seattle. And he's obviously a part of the Russell Wilson trade in 2022. So Drew Lock going to the Giants. And some other big moves here coming down yesterday. One of them being Jordan Poyer agreeing to a one-year deal with the Dolphins. Obviously, the Buffalo Bills had to try and free up a lot of cap space just to get under the cap. And one of those moves they had to make was releasing Jordan Poyer. Now Poyer is headed to Miami to join Tua and the Dolphins. And the Dolphins have been a team that has lost a lot of talent. Obviously, Christian Wilkins, the star defensive tackle, he went over to Las Vegas, got himself a big contract. So Miami trying to recoup some of that defensive talent they lost. I know the Van Ginkle left too, or not Van Ginkle. I forgot his name. He has long wand hair too. But anyways, Dolphins have lost a good bit on defense, but gaining a good bit back with a very, very talented safety in Jordan Poyer. So it's going to be a one-year deal. This is from Adam Schefter of ESPN. And Poyer started 16 games in 2023, totaling 100 tackles, a sack, forced fumble, four pass breakups. He has 24 interceptions, 54 passes defended, 12 sacks, 9 forced fumbles, and 806 tackles in 11 NFL seasons. So he's been around for a good minute, too. His career began with the Eagles as a seventh-round pick. So, man, Jordan Poyer doing his thing as a seventh-round pick. I didn't realize he was a seventh-round pick back in 2013. Poyer also played for the Browns, and then he had this last stint with the Bills where he really has broken out and, again, made his hay with the Bills. So Poyer going to the Dolphins. Couple more moves I want to tell you about here. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, right back to the Philadelphia Eagles. So he was with, obviously, the Saints down here in the NFC South, was with the Aints. Then he got traded to the Philadelphia Eagles, spent a year with the Eagles, obviously was a part of that team that went to the Super Bowl, lost to the Chiefs, but went to the Super Bowl. Then last year in free agency, signed with the Detroit Lions, and now he has come right back to the Philadelphia Eagles. So Philadelphia Eagles fans hyped to get C.J. Gardner-Johnson back because he was really balled out with the Eagles. He had a nice season with the Lions too, but he absolutely balled out with the Eagles. I think he was tied for the league lead in interceptions in 2022. So he had a very, very good season with the Eagles back in 2022. So it's a three-year deal worth up to, if he hits all incentives and whatnot, $33 million. Again, C.J. Gardner-Johnson did have a torn pectoral in week two, and he only was able to play three games last season. He also played in Detroit's three postseason games. And again, fourth-round pick of the Saints back in 2019, traded to the Eagles in 2022, signed with the Lions after his rookie deal expired, but now coming right back to the Philadelphia Eagles. One more move I want to get to. The Steelers traded Deontay Johnson to the Panthers for Dante Jackson. So Panthers swapped Johnson and Jackson. They also swapped sixth and seventh round draft picks. Deontay Johnson's going into the final year of his contract. He's got a $3 million roster bonus due on March 16th and a $7 million base salary. Dante Jackson has a $4 million roster bonus due on March 16th, along with a $4.722 million base salary. Panthers are getting the number 240th overall pick from the Steelers. Steelers are getting pick number 178. A third-round pick in 2019 in Deontay Johnson caught 51 passes for 717 yards, five touchdowns in 2023. Jackson was a second-round pick in 2018, started 16 games for the Panthers last season. But Deontay Johnson, he will be a valuable asset in Carolina where they need a lot of help at receiver. Adam Thielen was their number one guy, and that's no shade to Adam Thielen, but he's a little aged to be somebody's number one wide receiver. So Deontay Johnson, he's just going to have to fix the drops. He's going to have to fix his effort. You know, there was that episode and that one game where he didn't want to block for Jaylen Warren, and that cost Warren a touchdown. So Deontay Johnson, hopefully new scenery will be good for him. Actually, I really don't care if it does or not, because with him going to the Panthers, I don't want to see the Panthers win. So block, don't block Deontay Johnson. I really don't care. All right. When we come back here on the Hometown Take, we got to talk some Atlanta Braves. Obviously, the Falcons in the NFL have been dominating the past couple of days. And obviously, with the Kirk Cousins news, reacting to that yesterday and reacting to Darnell Mooney and the other NFL moves today. Haven't had a chance to talk to the Braves, or talk about the Braves a lot this week. And Spencer Strider, dude, Spencer Strider is absolutely trying to take over the game. We'll talk about it in 5 minutes. Right here on the Hometown Take on a happy good over the home day Wednesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy get over to home day Wednesday. Hey, this was one of them jams too when it came on. You can have I like the way you move. That was one of them songs too. One of them jams too. Can help us sing along when it comes on. Obviously, Outkast is goated, especially here in the A. Hope you all are doing well on a happy get over to home day Wednesday. Again, shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all my people already at work on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All the first responders out there too. But again, with Falcons signing Kirk Cousins, signing Darnell Mooney, and all the NFL moves being made during this legal tampering period, haven't had a lot of chance to talk about the Braves and the Hawks. You know, they've been kind of out of action and, you know, nothing but bad news, really, to report on the Hawks. Sadiq Bey out for the year with a torn ACL, unfortunately. The injuries just keep coming for them, and, it's just a rough, rough season for the Hawks. But for the Braves, they're getting ramped up, and Spencer Strider, Spencer Strider is looking good. Dude is looking like he's got the game figured out, man. Spencer Strider was in action on Monday during the Braves spring training game against the Twins. They end up winning 3-1. Spencer Strider, though, five innings, only giving up two hits, one walk, struck out nine batters in those five innings. Spencer Strider has a 0.00 ERA and is 3-0 this spring. Yes, you heard that correctly. 0.00. Spencer Strider has literally been just about unhittable this spring. I mean, obviously no runs. That's where the 0.00 ERA comes from, but they aren't getting that many hits off him. I mean, if you see some of these highlights, some of these overlays about how his fastball is looking compared to his curveball and compared to his slider, I mean, it's just nasty stuff he's throwing out there. I mean, what can these hitters do? They can't do a whole lot with what he's got right now, and I'm absolutely loving watching every single second of it. So Spencer Strider really, really dominant right now, and again, you just hope this continues. You hope he keeps the rest of baseball on their heels like you can tell they're on right now, because they have no clue what to do when Spencer Strider comes up. Do they sit fastball? Do they sit on his slider? Do they sit on his new curveball? I mean, at this point, you're just going to have to sit on one and hope and pray you get it, but that's the thing about it, though. Every pitch looks like every other pitch. The fastball looks like the curveball. The curveball looks like the fastball. The slider looks like the curveball. They all look alike coming out of his hand, and that's why it's looking so dangerous. And that's why if he can keep on doing this consistently, it's going to be a problem for the MLB, and Spencer Strider might mess around and get him a Cy Young Award this year and help the Braves win yet another World Series. So you just hope that Spencer Strider can, again, continue this hot spring that he's had. And just keep that pushing right along into the regular season, throughout the regular season, into the postseason. And you hope, obviously, knock on whatever this table is made out of, you just hope he can stay healthy as well, because that is obviously a big part of it too. We figure Spencer Strider is going to be dominant as long as he's healthy, and you just need him to stay healthy. You just want the Braves to stay healthy at this point too, because if they can stay healthy, whoo-wee, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with, just like they've been these past few years. Now, in some other Braves news, yesterday they were obviously in action, continuing their spring training, took on the Pittsburgh Pirates, ended up losing 5-1, I believe the final score was. But again, spring training, no big deal. But what is a big deal, Reynaldo Lopez was on the mound again for the Braves. Wasn't bad. Wasn't absolutely amazing. But he had an okay start. Went 3.5 innings, gave up 3 hits, 1 run, which was a home run he gave up to Billy McKinney in the first inning. Walked 3 batters. You don't obviously like to see that. Struck out 2. So, again, nobody is really running away with this 5th starter job yet. And that's okay, because you would like to see somebody run away with it, but there's still obviously a lot of time. And, again, Reynaldo Lopez, A.J. Smith-Shawver, who actually just got optioned down, but, again, he'll be back. He'll be back. A.J. is going to be a part of what the Braves got cooking this year. I definitely believe that. There's still plenty of time for the Braves to figure out who that 5th starter is going to be. Reynaldo Lopez, I think, has probably been the best out of him, Smith-Shawver, and Bryce Elder so far. But, again, nobody's really run away with it yet. So we'll see what happens with that 5th starter role. But, again, Reynaldo Lopez just looked okay. He was good. And they're still trying to stretch him out, still trying to get him to that innings mark where you feel comfortable with him going out there as a starter. You feel good about him at least giving you 5. So they're still trying to get him stretched out to that point as well. And, again, with the Braves, as long as they stay healthy, especially that rotation 1-4 can stay healthy, and Spencer Strider can be Spencer Strider, Max Fried can be Max Fried, we can get good Charlie Morton and a good Chris Sale, that 5th starter role, it'll be obviously important, but it'll be a luxury to have a good 5th starter too for the Braves at that point as well. So don't worry about it. We still got a ways to go, a little ways to go. I don't want to say a long ways to go because, you know, think the first game is in, what, about 2 weeks? So, you know, we still got a little ways to go spring training-wise. Still, everybody still have a couple opportunities to get out there and fine-tune some things up, but we know that Braves offense is going to be lethal too. So it'll all come together for the Braves. Spencer Strider looks like he's already in midseason form too, so it's all going to be good for the Bravos. But when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we'll wrap things up on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday, and we will see what the morning shift has to offer for you this morning. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got on a Wednesday edition of the Morning Shift. Now we'll wrap things up on the Hometown Take. We'll do that right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a happy get over to home day Wednesday. Hey, this was one of them jams too when it came on. You can have I like the way you move. That was one of them songs too. One of them jams too. Can help us sing along when it comes on. Obviously, Outkast is goated, especially here in the A. Hope you all are doing well on a happy get over to home day Wednesday. Again, shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all my people already at work on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. And shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All the first responders out there too. But again, with Falcons signing Kirk Cousins, signing Darnell Mooney, and all the NFL moves being made during this legal tampering period, haven't had a lot of chance to talk about the Braves and the Hawks. You know, they've been kind of out of action and, you know, nothing but bad news, really, to report on the Hawks. Sadiq Bey out for the year with a torn ACL, unfortunately. The injuries just keep coming for them, and, it's just a rough, rough season for the Hawks. But for the Braves, they're getting ramped up, and Spencer Strider, whoo-wee! Spencer Strider is looking good. Dude is looking like he's got the game figured out, man. Spencer Strider was in action on Monday during the Braves' spring training game against the Twins. They end up winning 3-1. Spencer Strider, though, 5 innings, only giving up 2 hits, one walk, struck out 9 batters in those 5 innings. Spencer Strider has a 0.00 ERA and is 3-0 this spring. Yes, you heard that correctly. 0.00. Spencer Strider has literally been just about unhittable this spring. I mean, obviously no runs. That's where the 0.00 ERA comes from, but they aren't getting that many hits off him. I mean, if you see some of these highlights, some of these overlays about how his fastball is looking compared to his curveball, And compared to his slider, I mean, it's just nasty stuff he's throwing out there. I mean, what can these hitters do? They can't do a whole lot with what he's got right now, and I'm absolutely loving watching every single second of it. So Spencer Strider really, really dominant right now. And again, you just hope this continues. You hope he keeps the rest of baseball on their heels like you can tell they're on right now, because they have no clue what to do when Spencer Strider comes up. Do they sit fastball? Do they sit on his slider? Do they sit on his new curveball? I mean, at this point, you're just going to have to sit on one and hope and pray you get it. But that's the thing about it, though. Every pitch looks like every other pitch. The fastball looks like the curveball. The curveball looks like the fastball. The slider looks like the curveball. They all look alike coming out of his hand, and that's why it's looking so dangerous. And that's why if he can keep on doing this consistently, it's going to be a problem for the MLB, and Spencer Strider might mess around and get him a Cy Young Award this year and help the Braves win yet another World Series. So you just hope that Spencer Strider can, again, continue this hot spring that he's had and just keep that pushing right along into the regular season, throughout the regular season, into the postseason. And you hope, obviously, knock on whatever this table is made out of, you just hope he can stay healthy as well, because that is obviously a big part of it too. We figure Spencer Strider is going to be dominant as long as he's healthy, and you just need him to stay healthy. You just want the Braves to stay healthy at this point too, because if they can stay healthy, whoo-wee, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with, just like they've been these past few years. Now, in some other Braves news, yesterday they were obviously in action continuing their spring training, took on the Pittsburgh Pirates, ended up losing 5-1, I believe the final score was. But again, spring training, no big deal. But what is a big deal, Reynaldo Lopez was on the mound again for the Braves. Wasn't bad. Wasn't absolutely amazing. But he had an okay start. Went 3.5 innings, gave up 3 hits, 1 run, which was a home run he gave up to Billy McKinney in the first inning. Walked 3 batters. You don't obviously like to see that. Struck out 2. So, again, nobody is really running away with this 5th starter job yet. And that's okay, because you would like to see somebody run away with it, but there's still obviously a lot of time. And, again, Reynaldo Lopez, A.J. Smith-Shawver, who actually just got optioned down, but, again, he'll be back. He'll be back. A.J. is going to be a part of what the Braves got cooking this year. I definitely believe that. There's still plenty of time for the Braves to figure out who that 5th starter is going to be. Reynaldo Lopez, I think, has probably been the best out of him, Smith-Shawver, and Bryce Elder so far. But again, nobody's really run away with it yet. So we'll see what happens with that 5th starter role. But again, Reynaldo Lopez just looked okay. He was good. And they're still trying to stretch him out, still trying to get him to that innings mark where you feel comfortable with him going out there as a starter. You feel good about him at least giving you 5. So they're still trying to get him stretched out to that point as well. And again, with the Braves, as long as they stay healthy, especially their rotation 1-4 can stay healthy, and Spencer Strider can be Spencer Strider, Max Fried can be Max Fried, we can get good Charlie Morton and a good Chris Sale, that 5th starter role, it'll be obviously important, but it'll be a luxury to have a good 5th starter too for the Braves at that point as well. So don't worry about it. We still got a ways to go, a little ways to go. I don't want to say a long ways to go, because, you know, think the first game is in, what, about 2 weeks? So, you know, we still got a little ways to go spring training-wise. Still, everybody still have a couple opportunities to get out there and fine-tune some things up, but we know that Braves offense is going to be lethal too. So it'll all come together for the Braves. Spencer Strider looks like he's already in midseason form too, so it's all going to be good for the Bravos. But when we come back here on the Hometown Take. We'll wrap things up on a happy good over the hump day Wednesday, and we will see what the morning shift has to offer for you this morning. Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson. We'll see what they got on a Wednesday edition of the morning shift. And we'll wrap things up on the Hometown Take. We'll do that right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.